Hello and welcome to the first official episode of season one of Welcome to My World, EUTV's first podcast. In this podcast, we pair an expert in a piece of media, whether that's a movie, a TV show, a book, a franchise, and we pair them up with a novice, someone who's never consumed that piece of media before. We basically get the expert to gush about why they love this piece of media, and then we get a fresh perspective from the novice. Hi, my name's Jack, and I've produced this podcast, and I'll be hosting the first two podcasts, which are all about the High School Musical franchise. I am a novice. I had never seen them before a few weeks ago, and I've been paired with Lucilla, who's the head editor of EUTV, who is a fanatic about High School Musical, and I've basically been indoctrinated into that world. So I've watched all three movies and the new series that has came out on Disney Plus. This is not something I would typically watch, but to my surprise, I might have enjoyed it more than I expected. Hope you enjoy this chaotic first episode. Well, the first thing I want to ask you is, why do you have an obsession with the TV show?
So High School Musical, the musical, the series, rolls off the tongue, so easy to say, such a lovely name. I love it because it's so bad, it's good. Mm-hmm. And I know, I think, I hope they know that. Like, it looks, it feels like they know that it's bad. Not the actors. The actors, I think they're really proud of what they're doing. Whoever is writing it, they're like in their 30s, 40s, and they know that they're making an awful, awful product. But not like awful that it's actually bad, but it's so dumb that it becomes interesting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a good introduction for people younger than us to shows like The Office and Parks and Rec, because it has this sort of quasi mockumentary feel about it, because they have like confessionary / separate interviews about what just happened, and then they have the look into camera, like a bit of a
like gym.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, do you think the actors know it's bad? Like, are they bad themselves in it, or are they good just with bad writing?
It depends on the specific actor, but I think it's important to bear in mind that they're mostly minors, or at least they're like in their early 20s, the ones that are older. So that's important to bear in mind, because I think to be an actor, you do have to like really source from what has happened in your life. And to be 20 in a big production like that, there is only so much that could have, you know, happen in your life, and so there's only so much that you can really source your pathos and feels from, but at the same time they're singing and acting and dancing as well, so as much as the singing is pre-recorded, they're doing a lot of stuff, so yeah, it's okay.
Can I ask, fun. What's the plot of the show, because I don't really know what the plot is.
Let this started. Okay, let me tell you from episode one until now. So the main storyline is that so you know the High School Musical series as in the films. Mm-hmm. It was set in this East High that was, I think, supposed to be in Albuquerque. I think that's, I'm not going to say which state is
I
it.
I mean, I have a surprise. I have started watching the movies in preparation for this.
Oh. So
I watched the first one last night with some friends. We made a drinking game out of it.
Did you love it? I love it.
Do you know what? It's that sort of what you were saying before. It's so bad, it's good.
Oh no!
There was some moments that I was just like, what is happening in this scene?
My favorite thing is that they don't kiss. For an entire
film. Right, we said this. I have a theory, and I'm going to develop it as I go on throughout the movies. But I have a theory that Chad is in love with Troy. Because every time him and Vanessa Hudgens get close, like Troy and Vanessa Hudgens,
He's always there and he like cock blocks them. He like, he's like, nope, you're not going to kiss. Or like, nope, stop talking. No, you're not allowed to sing. Can't be with her. You're with me.
I watched the first film when I was 5. So I don't think that's exactly what I was thinking. But sure. I mean, go on. I will tell you something. We need to discuss after you watch the second one because I have a different theory for Chad.
I've been told this theory. Is it to do with him and Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, but I still need to watch the movie, but in my head, it's going to be that Chad gets with Ryan to make Troy jealous.
I'm not going to tell you. But remember that the film came out in like 2006 or 2007. Mm-hmm. And it was Disney.
Yes.
So there's only so much.
Oh, they're not. There's no hint of homosexuality at all.
Exactly.
Everyone's straight in this universe.
Everyone is so straight, it's scary.
The best character in that movie, though, because she's the only one with a character arc, is Kelsey.
She was my favorite. She was my favorite as a child.
She looks so scared when she's playing the piano. It's so funny.
Yes, because I'm like, actually, as a child, I kind of hated her. But now I think is the one that I relate to the most. Because I'm like, yes, Sage, right? Yes, anxiety. Yes, fear of authority. Yes.
Can I ask you, Vanessa Hudgens' acting ability, did it stand out for you in the film at all?
Okay, I'm going to repeat myself. I watched the first time when I was 5.
Have you ever revisited them?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you that I rewatched them less than 3 years ago, but I did. She's awful, but she was 15. She was 15 when they were shooting that.
She's 15 in that film?
Yeah, or like 14 even. Like they were really young. They were children.
Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to let you know that I've seen that film.
It's so exciting. I want to know now. Every time you watch one, you need to send me like 3 minutes of voice recording saying,
I mean, if you go to my letterbox, there is quite a lengthy review.
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna stalk you on letterbox then. Anyways, going back to the storyline. So they're in Albuquerque. They're supposed to be in Albuquerque, but actually the school building is in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Ooh.
The actual school in which they showed the first film and some of the second one and all the third one. Anyways, I really love those films. And the main concept of this this series is that in the school where they shot High School Musical, they have a drama department or a drama club. But this drama club has never done High School Musical, even though they're literally the school in which they shot High School Musical.
That's unrealistic already.
So they're setting up a High School Musical show in their drama, school thing. That's the main concept of the show. And then we have like the love triangle, because apparently that's cool. Which one thing that I think I remember specifically from the original High School Musical is that the love triangle was with a guy in the middle, which is rare. I mean, you're going to see it more in the second and third films, spoiler. But that's interesting because usually it's the girl that it's, oh my God.
I have two guys. Yeah.
But also,
wait, so is a guy with two girls? Who? Oh, Sharpay. Oh. I said last night, we were all like, I'm kind of excited for the second one. It might be because I was really drunk.
Sure. That's what we all say.
I'm just ready for the second one.
Honestly, you're going to love it.
Okay, but so if the first film, first series takes place like the first film, is it just going to be every series or every season of the show is going to be like a movie?
So that's the thing, is that we are left on a cliffhanger that I'm not going to spoil for you.
Oh.
And it's about Nini, our main character. She's Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo, okay.
Yeah, she's a very famed singer now. But I love that, she, like, this is her second song that goes viral, because her first one was the was, like, super popular on TikTok.
Oh, really?
And it's from the show, yeah. That's why I think you should watch the whole first season. Anyways.
We'll see how much I can get through.
So, yeah, there is this cliffhanger with this with her character. And the drama department head says, oh my God, you guys cannot believe what I'm ready for you next semester. Woo. So I assume they're not going to do the second film as much as they're going to do something a bit of, more of a classic musical.
Oh, interesting. So like a Wizard of Oz.
Hamilton.
Or...
I'm hoping Hamilton, because it's Disney in theory.
That would be really interesting, actually.
But I doubt that they will do Hamilton because they're all... Not all. There is a lot of white.
Yeah. And this is a very diverse show, actually. I looked up the cast prior.
Yeah.
It's quite a diverse
show.
It's
still very white.
It's still very white, but like it's diverse for Disney.
Yeah. Also...
We're getting there.
also, this is a bit of a spoiler. It was a massive spoiler, actually.
Oh, no.
Eight characters kiss.
In a Disney thing.
Uh-huh.
Wow, progression.
But they never say they're gay. They kiss, they're together, but they're straight.
Oh, no. This is backwards.
They're together, but they never really say, oh my God. You know, like they never say, I am not straight.
Great. Thank you for your hand signal in an audio podcast.
I thought about it afterwards.
My final question for you is the songs, because having seen just the first movie, so this is all my exposure to it, I thought the songs were okay to meh. There was like one or two that were like, oh, that stuck in my head. The like Sharpay and her brother.
Okay, which that one. Is it Bop to the Top? Or
that's it. Bop to the Top. And then the last song. The last song was just really catchy.
Soaring, Flying, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. We're all in this together. Oh, I don't know what together, it's called. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that in clubs before, so like it wasn't a surprise.
What the? Where do you go in clubs?
I don't know. I've heard that in clubs.
Can I join? Like,
and then people like dance to it, like they know the dance.
Yeah, but I was just doing the dance. That's why I clapped.
My question is, yeah. How were the songs in the TV show? Are they like as iconic, or like are they just sort of like filler? Or are there songs? I don't know.
So since they're remaking the musical, some of the songs are the same.
Oh.
So they're remakes of the originals, which for me was better because I wasn't ready for new music associated with the high school musical name. But then of course we have like the massive Olivia Rodrigo one. I don't remember the name of. But it was so popular on TikTok. It was like All I Want. That's the name.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it because I know you're going to keep it in the podcast. I'm going to sing it as soon as we stop recording.
Great, can't wait.
I don't know. They're fine. The other ones are fine, the new ones. There is no song that I particularly enjoy that was a new one except like All I Want. And I think, I don't remember the name, so I don't think I was that...
Okay.
I really liked it when I listened to it. I cried while I was watching it, and that was it. But
you cried while watching this show?
I'm a very emotional person.
I mean, maybe it'll get me, but you cried at the High School Musical show.
It's High School Musical, the musical, the series, first of all.
Sorry, I'm going to have to get that right, haven't I? So we're going to now go away. My guess is it will take me a month probably to get through two movies and a TV show and a special as well, is it?
Are you going to watch the special?
I mean, maybe I don't. I have, so bad. The problem I have with TV shows is I want to finish. I want to see the special story play out.
Listen, if this makes you feel better, the special has nothing to do with the show. So it's not actually a story. It's more of them talking about how the actual actors feel about Christmas.
Oh, right. Then no thanks. I'll watch the show. That will probably take me a month because it's 10 episodes.
It's 20 minutes.
There's 30, and that's a big difference.
What's that, like 5 hours?
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so I've came back now. This has been like a month or over a month. And I've watched High School Musical 2,
yeah.
High School Musical 3,
yeah.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh my God, he learned the name.
I've learned it now. I think what we're going to do is just start off with the movies though and just sort of talk about my thoughts on them. High School Musical 2, wow.
Brilliant.
Big step up. Big step up from the first one.
That's another musical series step up. Oh.
I did not watch Step Up. Yeah, High School Musical 2, great songs, way better than the original. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the songs. Sharpay, great character.
Give me a beat.
The one problem I have with her character throughout all three movies is at the end, she like joins in the big song and it's like, Sharpay, you're our friend. Yeah. And then right back at the start of the next movie, it's like, I'm a villain. I hate all of you guys.
Yeah.
You know, no character growth, but she's still great. My Chad theory continues in High School Musical 2 as well. Mm-hmm. I know there's a huge theory about him and Ryan.
Yes.
About him and Ryan doing the dirty.
I told you that last time. I was like,
you did.
Enjoy number two.
So, yeah, I think my theory about Chad being gay and in love with Troy works over the whole trilogy. And I think anybody that's watched High School Musical before, you really need to go back and watch it and look for the nuances.
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
Could it be, and this mm-hmm. is a wild like guess, that there is a heterosexual, like two heterosexual men having a normal friendship, but written by a gay man?
It could be, but then there's like so many implications. Like Chad is the one that doesn't want to, you know, go out there and do the thing he loves. It's like he wants to stick to the status quo. And he's always like, oh, Troy, don't go dancing and stuff. Stay with me. And
I mean, honestly, if I were trying to make a man gay, and this is by very much generalizing, I would be like, go dance.
Please. Well, then this is so the whole thing about the song, I Don't Dance, but then Chad dances the entire time. Whoa.
I mean, he knew he could.
This is it. And then after that song, because he realizes he could, him and Ryan
exchange clothes.
Yes, exchange clothes.
Which I love, like, young me was like, oh my God, it's because they're now friendies. And and they're like in each other's team. And I'm like, yes, they're in each other's team, Regina.
It is kind of cute though. The scene that picks up, it's like actually quite a nice little scene that they're like talking. And then it just goes straight back into fucking Gabriella and Troy stuff, which I'm sorry. And it lasts throughout all three movies. I'm going to get out of the way. Vanessa Hudgens. Oh no. She not good.
My question is about her acting. What is the worst thing for you? The face, the body being completely detached from her face. I don't know how she does that. Or the nasally voice.
None of the above.
What?
Her delivery of lines. It's like she's talking to a wall. Troy.
Mallacats, come on.
Exactly. Actually, let me get another grievance out of the way. Anytime they say Wildcats and this goes into the series, ooh, it's cringe. But come on, Wildcats, we can do this. No,
How does he say Wildcats? Wildcats.
Yeah, that's fine if you're chanting, but see when they say it in normal conversation?
Yeah.
No.
My favorite thing is when they call Troy Wildcat. They're like, come on, Wildcat. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm like, whoa. I don't even know how you call them in bed.
Keep their pet names to themselves.
Yeah.
Actually, another bit of this that is just the most stupidest, weirdest thing is at the start of the movie, Troy goes up to Gabriella and it's like really romantic. And whips out this necklace for her. And it has the letter T on it. And she's like, because I'm Troy's. What?
No. I know that by heart. She says, as in Troy? No, bitch! Is that fucking tarantula? I don't know!
She's just, it's awful. Awful. Their relationship, I don't like it.
And my favorite thing about the tea, though, besides the fact that it's the same font as the, like, you know, the title?
The actual, yeah, the font for the title.
Brilliant. It has a little red gem, which is like for wildcats.
Oh, God.
And I was like, when I was a child, I was like, oh, no, that's so romantic. I wish when I go to high school, that won't happen to me.
Oh. There's another thing about the film. Why are all the drama kids treated like the absolute bomb? Like, they're treated like celebrities. When they do this summer thing, basically everybody, they all like run around because summer's here, and everybody runs up to like Troy and to Sharpay and to Ryan, and they're like, sign my yearbook.
So my theory is there are more, like, have you seen the first one? There is so many drama kids that don't
have position.
And my theory is they're just rich, and people are just so obsessed with rich people, which for some reason, and Troy is just like the captain of the Wildcats, so it wouldn't matter if he was a guy, like if it was important or not.
Brings me to another point. I really liked the attempt at thematic stuff in number two, where it's like, we're poor students, we have to get a job. Oh, we're actually working for the rich people and like all this stuff. Anyway, you completely undercut your theme when you cut back to Troy's house and he's living in a mansion with a basketball court. And he's like, I'm a poor student, I can't afford college. You had a theme and you ruined it.
No, you want to know what my favorite thing is? Mm-hmm. Is when they're talking about getting summer money is, oh my God, I forgot his name. What's it, Corbin's blue character? Oh God.
Chad.
Yes, Chad. Is Chad saying, I need to get a new whip.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm only doing this for a car. Yeah. This is going to pay for my new car. Yeah.
He's like, because I want to get all the ladies. And I'm like, first of all, you be a committed man to...
To Ryan.
No.
Yep.
But
another supporting of this theory, him and whatever Taylor, their relationship just stinks. It's like in the background, they'll kiss or they'll like hug and that's it. There's nothing about them.
I mean, isn't that the same thing about like Kelsey and the weird basketball dude?
No. Kelsey ends up with Ryan in number three. Yeah, they end up with Ryan, and then Sharpay ends up with that really tall basketball
Ziggy. Oh my God, I had the biggest crush on Ziggy when I was growing up. I was like, yeah, I like Zac Efron so much. And I was like, Ziggy could cook for me, would treat me right. I know he would. I swear, I was like six and I was like, oh, Ziggy.
Yeah, at the end of each movie, their pairings, though, they just do not make sense. It's literally to serve a plot point.
It means that you didn't watch High School Musical correctly, because High School Musical, much like The Avengers, has post-credit scenes. Uh-huh. And after the first High School Musical, there is a scene in which, you know, Ziggy already started cooking. He likes this, making desserts mainly. Mm-hmm. And there is, what's her face? Sharpay. Who is running it? She's running in the court or something. She's like in the basketball place, pitch court. And he's there and he's like, oh, I got a souffle or something to eat as a dessert to eat. And she's like, oh my God. And she just runs to him. And I'm like,
okay, well, then this is the fault of Disney Plus, because it like goes, you want to watch the next one? Right before those post-credit scenes, so that
I mean, it does the same thing with MCU films.
Oh, does it? That's annoying.
Mm, yeah, it's very annoying. So I'm always like, "Shut up! I know what I'm doing. Thank you very much." But also, I was very annoyed because Sherpa was trying to steal my man.
Oh damn! Yeah. And she won.
She won. Yeah.
Let's hope she doesn't go after Sebastian Stan. Though.
She just had a child, actually.
Oh.
With her partner, yeah. And it's called something weird like Fawn or the Sky, Autumn. Damn. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I have a few. I mean, I could keep talking about this.
Let's talk about the third
ages.
One.
But before I get off too, I just want to say Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
She's in it for 2 seconds. Uh-huh. Cool. If you want to see that. Okay.
It's called a what? A cameo. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but she should at least say something. I don't know. It just
singing,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a chorus, you could not hear her. High School Musical 3, senior year.
Mm-hmm. Watched not it good. In cinemas.
Yeah, so you, Lucilla told me that she watched this in the cinema, mm-hmm. and it makes sense because this one actually looks a lot better. Like, the opening's kind of really cool. There's some nice shots in it. But it's a bad film. yeah, like the cinematography is great. I mean, no, that's way too kind.
No, it's great. Come on.
The cinematography, competent. I think
for the first time, they were like, is that a thing? Is that a department?
Yeah, it's like they actually gave some thought to it.
You know,
editing, same thing.
Yeah, fair point. It didn't have the transition.
Yeah,
it wasn't made on Movie Maker anymore. No, I feel like my favorite, like visually, my favorite scene is the one in which Troy Bolton is stressed in the third film. You know, he's like stressed, and he's like in going walking around the school at night.
Oh, yeah,
and he's stressy and depressy, and I'm like, same, but.
If anybody has seen Euphoria, there's a scene where Zendaya walks around a spinning room. It is like that on a fraction of the budget.
Can I ask you a question? You went to Zendaya when you could have gone to Inception, where there is a fighting scene that works the same way. And you're like, you know what? But
Zendaya is my hold on reality, though. That's it.
I mean, I get why, but at the same time, okay.
Yeah. Best song, though, in number 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So 3 is filled with the worst songs in the entire franchise. They're all sad and mopey, bar Sharpay and Ryan sing a song called I Want It All. And it's an absolute banger of a song. It's you can clearly tell they have a budget. They go all out for like these 5 minutes of like this Broadway-esque musical.
Great.
It's really, really good.
I know exactly 2 songs from that film, or like the chorus bit, and it's that one. And Can I Have This Dance? Just because I like the bit in which it's like catching lighting, the chances of finding someone like you. And I'm like, oh my God,
I don't even know what that song is.
It's when they're dancing and it's raining and they're on the rooftop.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't like the dance. I feel like the dancing is awful.
Yeah.
But I really, really like the song. Because I feel like it's a very almost well-written song. Not as in the lyrics, what is around the song, as in musically.
Mm-hmm.
Comparatively to everything else that sounds like very meaty.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff is really just mopey and sad.
But it makes sense.
It makes complete sense for the film that they're doing, and it's the end veneer and whatever, but they're not good songs. Have a little spoiler. You have slower, sadder songs in the series, and they're far better.
Yes.
To finish out on the third movie, though, Ryan, Sharpay, Chad, they're all so great. Vanessa Hudgens is still annoying.
Okay, to be fair, can I just say something to, like, you know, cover for her.
Yeah.
First one, she was 14. Like when they were so, like, by the time they were doing the last one, she was at most 19.
She isn't bad in this. I mean, I honestly, to be honest, it's probably not all her fault, because the stuff she is given isn't great either.
No.
Like the writing.
Yeah.
She doesn't elevate the bad writing in any way, where other characters do elevate the bad writing. I mean, there are some cringy bad lines, but say if it's Sharpay, her being extra and just saying it with so much confidence and like drama to it, it's all right, it passes. But Vanessa Hudgens,
I'm on a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. Corbin Blue really did
those
lines.
I actually really enjoy Chad. He's awful because he doesn't really get characterization.
Mm-hmm.
he dresses
almost as if he was the just supporting background black character.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, another thing. His t-shirts make no sense. Chad wears t-shirts that have just random slogans on it for no reason.
And they're oftentimes they're science-y, if I'm not wrong. I'm like, you're telling me that you're characterizing him as like, ooh, I am a dumb boy who don't...
I mean, he's literally called Chad.
He's a Chad, but he was in the blueprint for the Chads. But I feel like... Like, they're like, oh my God, the school year didn't even start and I'm already, like, behind on my homework. And then they're like, here are some, like, science pants on nice t-shirts. Just for fun. Just for laughters.
Speaking on the fashion bit, though, Kelsey is one of the worst dressed characters in the history of film.
You have to contextualize it. The first She's one
horrific.
But the first one came out in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
That was fashion. Possibly
for not people that. who grew up in 2005, God, I feel for you.
Like low-rise jeans.
The problem with Kelsey is it feels like she just wakes up, walks through a closet, and just stuff goes onto her.
I like that she it's more like she picks by color. She's like, so they were doing blue. My hat is blue. My t-shirt under my t-shirt is blue.
And then I'm going to have three zebra print things just cause.
Yeah. She has my favorite, like she delivers my favorite line, or at least what was my favorite line as a child, which is, yeah, she moved to Europe, like a musician. She moved to Europe to like find herself. Where she's hiding. And I was like, oh my gosh, she clapped back. Yeah.
I like, she has really good character growth through the three movies, from being like this, like she's intimidated by everybody and doesn't want to speak up. And actually at the end, she does have a little bit more of a voice. It's a very, very slim character arc.
Yes.
But there's something.
At least she got it.
Again, I could talk about this for ages, but
can I just ask you before we move on to the series,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite song from each film? One from each film.
Okay. One, they sort of all blend together for me, apart from the standouts. But the best one probably has to be Stick to the Status Quo, because great song, and also it's choreographed really well. Like, it's quite fun, and it gives a lot of the other people, the mm-hmm. side characters, voices. And most of the time, and I think this continues into the series a little,
mm-hmm.
the side characters have better voices than the main characters.
Yeah. Sorry, I just thought about, I just pop and lock.
And lock.
Is that even legal?
Great, great character. Martha, and spoilers.
Martha, name, like, remember her name, Martha.
Martha might make a return. in High School Musical 2. Fabulous. Great song.
I thought you were just like talking about the film and I was like, I know.
Oh, no, no. That does not get that high of a rating from me. And no, that song, really, really good. Also, Mibby, and it surprised me, Troy's song when he's on the golf course having a hissy fit. I quite enjoyed it.
That's a gem. Like, whenever I'm like a bit like feeling salty about the world, I'm like, fuck the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be censored, I think. But you know, F the world. I'm like,
No, we're students. We can swear.
Oh, wow. We can swear. Okay. But it's like, I have, you know, the shoes that he's wearing?
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, I don't even know how to describe them. Like golf shoes.
They're okay. Like, yeah. Yes.
Slip-ons shoes.
Yeah. But they keep pointing out, they go Italian.
No. Cause that's when he's wearing the suit.
Oh, okay.
At that moment, he's wearing those like, I think Vans used to make them as well. It's like the shoes that you basically just put your feet inside.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. I have a pair of those. I used to have a pair of those. And whenever I was wearing them, I was like, you know what that calls for on Spotify. My boy with that on it.
Amazing.
But also worst CGI I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. I wrote that in my review. There, he looks at a pond at one point, or a lake, and they do a reflection of him, and it is the most atrocious CGI in any film I've seen.
And then he slaps it.
Yep.
Which I felt that. I want to slap myself too.
Troy realized, though, that the CGI was that bad. He slapped it. and then High School Musical 3, I Want It All. Best song out of the trilogy. I mean, great song. Yeah. I mean, there's more to say about the Chad theory and all that, but I think we should leave it and
yeah, move on to... Go on Jack's letter.
The main event. The main event. High School Musical, the series.
Yes.
Okay, so let me preface this with a little disclaimer. This isn't a good show. It's not a great show, but it is far better than I ever thought this would be. So I will probably speak about it more positively, purely because I'm actually confused at how good this show was.
Hang on. It was good. You're going to say that like, oh, it was not good. It was not great. Of course it wasn't great, but it was good.
So I knew you were going to combat me on this, and I have a way of putting it. So I think this series is a more competently written CW show that is a teen drama. So like, I've never seen it, but I'm imagining like Riverdale and that sort of stuff, but for a slightly younger audience. Mm-hmm. In saying that though, I don't think this is for the audience I thought it was intended for. I was thinking this is going to be aimed at kids.
Yes.
This is going to be sort of like preteen. This is a full-on show for teenagers. I actually think like the 13 to 18 bracket, but you can still appreciate it, I think, if you're that still like young adult, like 18 to 25. Which blows my mind.
I watched it when I was 19, so I feel like still in the bracket, you know?
Yeah, so I'm 19 as well. This isn't something I would typically watch.
Me neither.
Ever. I would never stick this on. But I find myself enjoying quite a lot of aspects of it, which baffles me. I honestly went into this with the most lowest expectations in the world after the movies.
I feel like this show, weirdly enough, is like a good transition between like very kiddie, like things aimed at like very much preteens, mm-hmm, to like the comedy that it's aimed at adults. Like, yeah. I feel like that's a good, because like I started watching Parks and Rec when I was like 13, 14. I hated it. It was not funny, but I was 13, you know? It's not meant for me. So of course I don't find it funny when I'm 13 and I have a limited amount of like grasp on the world. If when I was 13, 14, this had come out, I would have watched that and then I would have probably understood Parks and Rec better because of the timing. Like I would have gotten into the timing with possibly topics that are more relatable to me.
I think something that the show will have to get over, obviously it has its fans. Mm-hmm. And I actually looked up after because I was like, I enjoyed this more than I did. I'm going to check reviews of this to make sure I'm not insane. And the reviews are really positive for it. Like, mm-hmm, reviewers who are typically adults are rating this 8 out of 10, like 7 out of 10. It's got an average, I think, of about 75% on IMDb.
Okay, but
which IMDb rates high, but then if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, thank you, we're British here, it's got 75% from critics and a 79% audience score. Now, I know I don't use Rotten Tomatoes for credibility or stuff normally.
I do.
But this is quite high in terms of the other series. A lot of bad teen dramas, because there's a lot out there, like the Netflix teen dramas and stuff, are rated quite poorly. They're rated rotten. Where for this to be rated fresh, I was quite confused. But then after watching it, I sort of got it.
You didn't trust me. Like you and Nate, you didn't trust me. And look at you now.
But then, so this is my point. I think they're going to have a hard time pulling in any other audience than fans of High School Musical or people who in their mind would like the Disney show or like a show aimed at teenagers, like preteens, but it's not. And I don't know how you combat that through marketing and stuff. I think a big help has been the success of Olivia Rodrigo.
We will touch upon that later.
But I don't know how you attract a bigger audience, because I would never have watched this if it wasn't for this podcast.
Forcing you to watch it, yeah.
Yes, you forcing me.
It's not even like we agreed to do this podcast. I was like, listen, Jack, if we do this podcast, I need to do it with you and force you into this.
Yeah, I have no choice.
Yeah.
So I think we'll dive into the plot a little bit. We're going to go character by character. Okay. If you haven't seen High School Musical, the musical, the series, tune out now. There will be spoilers, or listen if you want spoiled. But I'm going to do this a bit earlier. Lucila would obviously recommend the show because she's recommended it to me. Mm-hmm. I, weirdly enough, would recommend this show with a caveat that if you like teen drama sort of stuff, this will actually be up your alley. I have some friends and stuff who are into like the Riverdale and all that stuff. And I actually think they would enjoy that because Riverdale has horrific writing from the two YouTube videos I've watched about having bad writing. Whereas this one, we'll get into it. The writing is not always amazing, but it makes sense.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I feel like as much as this is a teen drama, it's not trying to be pretentious. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know I'm a teen drama. I'm awful. I know I'm a quasi-comedy teen drama. And I'm not trying to be like the new Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, that's how they marketed Riverdale. And maybe the first season was as exciting. But then I watched until season three and then I...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I also think if you're a fan of comedy shows, this is a really fun comedy.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud a few times. Again, surprising me so much. Did not expect that. So if you enjoy...
I was triggered as a millennial. If you wasn't sure, you'd get that. So.
There's a lot of millennial jokes. There's a lot of Gen Z jokes. Instagram is a plot point in this movie.
Yes.
But that's something I liked about it. We'll get into that. I can't think of a show to compare it to. The one that springs to mind is The Office because it is shot like a mockumentary. But mm-hmm.
And Parks and Rec, of course.
And Parks and Rec, yeah. One of my all-time favorite shows. I just... It's not as mature or as smart as those shows, but it's got the elements of the teen sort of romance. So if you want something that sort of blends the genres, this is quite a fun watch.
Yeah.
And it's short as well, which is nice.
And people don't look 45 because they're actually teens.
Okay, we're going to get into that right now. We're going into spoilers right now.
Ooh, actually, Jack lied there. This is where we're going to end the first part of the podcast. I know, what a cliffhanger. If you want to find out mine and Lucila's thoughts on High School Musical, the series, then you'll have to tune in next week when part two goes up. Thank you so much for listening and go Wildcats, I guess.